Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up.
You got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. Like the Giants?
And a pleasant good evening, everybody, and welcome to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. This is Doug Greenwald coming to you live tonight. We are at Banner Island Ballpark here in downtown Stockton, getting set for action for the 3rd of July fireworks extravaganza here in San Joaquin County. It is the visiting Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports, and so far Fresno has won 4 out of the first 5 in this series. After losing here on Friday night, Stockton bounced back and won last night by a score of 5-4. So the Fresno Grizzlies come into tonight at 45-29 overall. Of course, first half champs of the Northern Division of the California League. Fresno's second half record is at 4-4. Meanwhile, the Stockton Ports come into tonight's action overall mark of 26-48. And Stockton in the second half is at 1-7. Sun-filled night for baseball, beautiful night for baseball along the Delta. Of course, we are an hour earlier tonight because of the 3rd of July, and generally speaking, Sunday nights are bumped up a little earlier anyway. So that is the scene here tonight. These two teams about to finish this six-game series. Pitching matchup tonight for the Fresno Grizzlies, it'll be the left-hander out of Central Missouri University, Mason Green, who gets the baseball. 5 wins, 3 losses, and he has a California League best ERA at 3.01. Mason pretty much has had the league lead in ERA throughout the season. He'll make his 13th appearance all as a starter. Meanwhile, for the Stockton Ports, it'll be the University of Iowa Hawkeye, Grant Judkins, who gets the baseball. And he is 1-2 with a 6.06 earned run average, and he'll make his 9th appearance all as a starter. Low A Rockies, low A A's tonight getting set to meet. We'll, of course, play baseball tomorrow. Normally we have Mondays off, but not this Monday, not tomorrow, because of the 4th of July fireworks extravaganza, which we will certainly talk a lot about in the game tonight. Let's go right to the starting lineup for the Fresno Grizzlies. Under manager Robinson Cancel, again, Fresno overall record, the Grizzlies are at 45-29 and a second half mark of 4-4, 2 games back of Modesto in the Cal League at North. Leading it off at shortstop, Adell Amador. Batting second in right field, Yankiel Fernandez. Warming Burnable back in the lineup tonight, bats third, plays third. Hitting cleanup and doing the catching is Hunter Goodman. Juan Guerrero bats fifth in left field. Hitting sixth at second base is Ben Sims. Batting seventh, playing center field, E.J. Andrews. The designated hitter in the eighth slot is Yorvis Torrealba. And batting ninth and at first base is Bryant Quijada. On the mound tonight for Fresno, the left-hander Mason Green. So again for Fresno and manager Robinson Cancel, it's Amador, Fernandez, and Burnable. Goodman, Guerrero, and Sims. Andrews, Torrealba, Quijada. And the lefty Green on the mound, the starting lineup for Fresno tonight. We'll send it down to the field for the anthem, and then after the anthem, we'll give you the Stockton lineup. But now, the national anthem.
And veterans and active duty military may salute the flag. The Stockton Ports, thank you for your service. Performing tonight's national anthem, bands performing tonight's national anthem, Frank Prino.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's regular, the bomb bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
We are waiting for the color guard to depart the field as everybody is still on their feet and the players as well saluting the color guard right now. Very nicely performed, the national anthem and the color guard. The Stockton lineup under manager Franklin Font. Stockton overall 26-48, 1-7 in the second half. Five games back of Modesto in the Cal League North. Leading off and playing center field, Junior Perez. Hitting second and at shortstop, Max Muncy. The right fielder batting third, Marcos Brito. Batting in the cleanup spot. And playing at third base is Johan Paulino. T.J. Schofield, Sam plays at first and hits fifth. Batting sixth and playing at second base, his first start of the series, Wilson Alvarez. Cooper Yule's been doing the bulk of the catching in the series for Stockton, and he'll do so again tonight, and he bats seventh. One of the newcomers up from the Arizona complex, Ramon Martinez. He hits eighth and plays left field, and batting ninth, another newcomer to Stockton, the designated hitter, Marcos Betancourt. On the mound tonight for the Stockton Ports is the right-hander, Grant Judkins. So again for Stockton and manager Franklin Font, it's Perez, Muncy, and Brito, Paulino, Schofield, Sam, and Alvarez, Ewell, Martinez, Betancourt, and the righty Judkins on the mound, the starting lineups here tonight. The umpires for tonight's game calling balls and strikes is Brandon Tipton, and the umpire on the bases, Shin Koshizawa. The Fresno manager is Robinson Cancel. He coaches third base. And coaching over at first base is the bench coach, Steve Solis. So we are set to go. Final game this year that Fresno will play in Stockton unless something miraculous happens and Stockton should make the playoffs. But certainly the final time we will be here in the regular season, as the Grizzlies have certainly made themselves at home over the last 2 years here. This year, Fresno is 10-1 at Banner Island Ballpark. Grant Judkins is out of the windup in the first pitch of the 3rd of July to Adele Amador is outside, ball one. One ball and no strikes the count, and we are underway at 6:08 tonight. So one ball, no strikes on this sunny evening from Stockton is the pitch on the way to Amador, and that's popped up foul left side, strike one. And the count is at a ball and a strike to the game's first batter in Adele Amador. who has let off one of these games in this series of the home run. Here's the pitch here, and that swung on and slapped to second base right at Wilson Alvarez. Belt high grab, and he will throw to Schofield Sam at first. And Amador is out to open the ball game. One down. Amador coming in at 303 with 10 homers and 28 runs batted in. The 303 average, sixth best in the California League. So that's one out, and now Yankiel Fernandez will come to the plate. And the pitch on the way from Judkins, low ball one. And the count is a one ball and no strikes. I mentioned 608 for the first pitch tonight. Game time temperature, gorgeous 76 degrees. As Fernandez takes outside ball two. So two balls and no strikes to Kent to Yadiel Fernandez, three homers in the series, 259, nine home runs overall, 47 RBIs. Judkins delivers, and that's low ball three. So now three balls and no strikes to Kent. Grizzlies have hit 20 home runs in this series, 20 homers over the course of the first five games. The kick in the 3-0, and Fernandez takes, and that's low ball four. So he'll trot down to first. That's the first base runner for either side tonight. And now warming Burnable, who has four home runs in this series. He comes up at 323, 10 homers overall, 54 runs batted in. So Amador, he comes into tonight's action, or sorry, Burnable comes into tonight's action, second in the league in hitting with a 323 mark. So Judkins from the set, and he misses on the outer half of the plate anyway, called a strike. Well, high strike there. Doug, knock it off, let the umpire call the strike, not you. So the pitch was high, but it was a strike. Not arguing it, I'm just simply saying it was a high strike. Okay, the count is at 0-1. Fernandez, a very small lead at first. Judkins turn, throw over. Fernandez back safely standing up. Throw taken by the first baseman, Schofield Sam. Fernandez, four steals this year. He's been caught once. Outfield fairly deep straightaway. Judkins, who grew up near Des Moines, delivers. And a slider, swing and a miss. Strike 2-0-2 from Grant Judkins from Pella, Iowa. It's about 20 minutes west of Des Moines. 6'3", 215 pounds. He's 24 years old. Ace signed him last year as a non-drafted free agent. Fernandez, again, a small lead at first, and the two-strike pitch to Burnable lifted high to right field. Brito with the shades on. Plenty of room, plenty of sun out there. And the right fielder, Marcos Brito, makes the catch. Two away, top of the first inning. No score, Fresno-Stockton. This is Doug Greenwald. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Glad you can join us on this Sunday night from the Stockton Delta. I mentioned the Grizzlies are 10-1 at Banner Island Ballpark this year after going 11-1 in Stockton last season. Now it's Hunter Goodman, and he takes a high fastball inside ball one. One ball and no strikes. Goodman, a first-inning home run last night. And, yes, Goodman certainly has had a share of home runs in this series. He's got four home runs in the series. The 1-0 pitch is taken low for a ball. So two balls and no strikes. Goodman, home run last night, had two home runs here on Thursday night, and Goodman had a home run here the first game of the series on Tuesday. So Goodman, four of his Cal League best 22 home runs have come in this series. He has a Cal League best in RBIs with 68. Two balls, no strikes. No score, top of the first. Again, Fernandez turn, throw over, and or Fernandez with a lead. Judkins with a turn and a throw over. Fernandez back safely standing up. Juan Guerrero waiting on deck. Again, a ton of sun on the field right now. Shadows just around the backstop. That's it at the moment. The kick on the 2-0. Goodman looks outside from Judkins, 3-0. Mentioned Goodman with 22 homers this year. And two of them have been against Judkins. Goodman took Judkins deep on April 9th in Fresno and took him deep in Fresno on May 29th. The 3-0 pitch. And Goodman takes, and that's down the middle, strike 1-3-1. Judkins was a two-way player at the University of Iowa, played first base and pitched for the Hawkeyes. Three balls and a strike. No score, top of the first. Another turn, throw over, and Fernandez back safely standing up. Judkins this year against Fresno is 0-1, and his ERA in games specifically against the Grizzlies at 5.14. Made a couple of starts against Fresno this year. Works from the set, the kick on the 3-1, and Goodman takes low and in ball four. So second walk issued by Judkins here in the top of the first inning. It is 0-0, Fresno and Stockton. And now Juan Guerrero, who's been an RBI machine of late, digs in. 275, he has 8 home runs, and he has 51 RBIs. And he has an RBI in his last 6 games. So in other words, 6 straight games for Guerrero. He's had at least an RBI. He's the first Grizzly to accomplish that this season. So runners at first and second, and Judkins comes home, and Guerrero, chance here for a few RBIs, takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Last Grizzly to have 7 straight games with at least an RBI. Got to go back to last season, July of last year, Colin Simpson had 7 straight games. A 1-0 pitch, and Guerrero takes low, 2-0. Again, that's consecutive games with at least an RBI. So 2 balls and no strikes. Guerrero, 2 home runs in this series. In fact, he's homered in each of the last 2 games. 3-run homer here on Friday. And then last night, a 2-run homer in the 6th, which put the Grizzlies in the lead for good. Actually, putting them in the lead, Stockton actually did tie it a little later, but then the Grizzlies went on to win. In other words, once Guerrero hit the homer, the Grizzlies never trailed after that point. 2 balls and no strikes. Fernandez is at second. Goodman's at first. Outfield medium depth straightaway. Judkins deals from the set, and Guerrero chops one foul up along third. 2 balls and a strike here at Banner Island Ballpark, which